Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in. We enjoy your company. We appreciate all the great stuff that you're doing for the community. Hey, this program is sponsored in part by the Operating Engineers Local 66 and the American Federation of Government Employees. We appreciate their support, that's for sure. Joining us today from the Alliance for Retired Americans, we have Rich Fiesta. Rich, welcome back.
Thanks, Charles. As always, great to be back with you.
Rich, it's always a pleasure. We appreciate it. You know, we've got a president that's embroiled in this, that, and the other thing, and a few more on top of that. But yet, it seems to me that Congress and the president seem to find time to cut benefits that veterans and other people have earned, cut Medicare, Social Security, Medicaid, and just look around and say, well, you know, we rich people don't need it, so you don't get it.
Yeah, with all else that's going on in the public press, the media, and the attention, people in general, and seniors in particular, are facing a potential avalanche of bad things that are happening on healthcare between budget proposals of this new administration and its various departments, and healthcare reform, as they call it, as well, that's already moved through the House of Representatives, and now we're hearing reports that they want to jam it through the Senate by the end of June. So it's a time to be on full guard and full notice, and we at the Alliance are doing exactly that.
What is it that everybody else in the community can do to make sure that they're fully educated and, you know, pressed to make appropriate changes, not poorly designed changes?
Yeah, first, like anything else, get informed. And when you get informed, especially on healthcare, regarding healthcare in general, and especially Medicaid and Medicare, you're going to get angry. And once you get informed and then get angry, then it's time to get other folks, your friends, your neighbors, your family, angry, and let your local elected officials, and that includes your congressmen and senators, but also your governors and your state representatives, because they have a huge say in how Medicaid and other health programs like Medicare are administered either by the federal government or by the state and local governments as well. I mean, we have a budget right now that is proposing to end the Meals on Wheels program, for example. We have a budget right now that proposal that combined with a healthcare proposal that's going to take $1 trillion out of Medicaid, and that means that most of Medicaid spending is on older seniors, mostly women in nursing homes, who don't have very high incomes. We really got to tell our elected officials how bad this is.
You know, Rich, I have a problem with that, because they're the very people that are enacting these things, and yet are they hoping that we don't pay attention? Are we hoping that we don't notice? You know, because they're already saying it's okay if grandma starves. Shouldn't the calls be a little bit more, you know, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah, absolutely. It's time to show the outrage. We and a number of groups are putting out, with labor and other allies, are putting out a nationwide petition over this this coming week to do exactly that, to let your congressmen and senators know. And it's especially right now important in contacting your U.S. senators, because that's where the next big vote is going to be sometime, they say, between now and the end of June. So that's we did a lot of good work earlier this year that we slowed down the House. But again, the U.S. House can vote on anything it wants, when it wants, under the rules. But we have the opportunity now to contact the U.S. Senate, and also your state and local officials, too, because what happens in Washington on health care is going to affect what happens in your local community, from your local senior center and clinic, you know, all the way up to the big city hospital.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is just a continuation of some other really bad legislation that's out there. We got to pick up the phone. We got to make those calls. The easiest way to do it is the House and Senate have a centralized automated phone answering system that gets you to the offices. It's kind of the it's an automated traffic cop, so to speak.
Right.
If you call 202-224-3121, that's 202-224-3121, That'll get you to the automated system. Type in your zip code. Everybody, you have two senators and one congressman. And at that point, you know, you work your way through that system. When you get to the office, please be kind to the person that answers the phone. Legislative assistants and interns have a job that's rough enough as it is. But long story short, let them know who you are, what your thoughts are. Tell them you want a letter back. That makes them realize that you're serious. And
that's
from
right.
There, Rich, any other things? Catch them in the district?
Yes, that's another good thing, too. We at the Alliance have organized and are organizing meetings to visit members and their staffs in their districts. We have, right after the end of June, we have a July 4th district work period, as they call it, or recess. And we're going to be visiting lots of members and their staffs in their local districts and states back home. That's as important and equally important as either calling, as you mentioned, or going on their website. They all have spaces now and their inbox on their emails that you can also write your feelings to. So they're easy to find, but we got to get our mobilized seniors, and we're doing it at the Alliance, to do exactly that.
And I got to tell you, folks, it seems these days more and more that their email boxes and their voicemail boxes are full. So continue to try. There is somebody in the office, and, you know, when that phone rings enough, somebody will pick up.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing you can do is hit their district offices.
Yes, absolutely. And we feel that, in fact, a lot of ways more effective than a phone call, because if you have a constituent with a real life situation who can explain his or her story, explain his or her family story, who's well informed on the issues, our website at retiredamericans.org has a lot of good fact sheets on what you need to know and where the state of play is on some of these important health care issues right now. There's nothing more valuable to a congressman or a senator when they see their constituents motivated and coming into their offices for a face-to-face meeting.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Rich, you guys have a lot of good information on the website. It's written in boilerplate. Look, if I can understand it and understand what I need to do, anybody can.
Huh.
And how do we find out what you guys have on the website, and what is your website?
Sure. www.retiredamericans.org. We just released our voting record from last year, from 2016, so we now have up-to-date voting records for members of Congress who have been there for a while, so you can search it by state and see how your congressman or senator is voting by us. That's another good fact to take in with them as well. And also, we have a very good Facebook page, too, that you can get either through the website or on our own.
Absolutely. Rich, we got to get going. Keep up the good work. If there's anything that we can do to help you, let us know, yeah?
Thanks, Charles. Just love the service you're giving to people around the country through this radio program.
Rich, it's always a pleasure. We appreciate it, and we'll talk to you soon. That was Rich Fiesta, Executive Director of the Alliance for Retired Americans. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Labor's Talk Radio.